Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it happens to be, wherever you are in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours. You know, when I suffer through technical challenges with equipment, it really gets on my nerves. And, you know, I just had some issues with the ever-reliable OBS Studio. But today I want to talk about something else altogether that really sometimes, you know, bothers me. and it's not necessarily, you know, people's fault who don't know any better. And that's why The Daily Me Show, I think, adds a lot of value, hopefully, to new podcasters, new guests who are appearing on other people's shows. And it has everything to do with the technology, the equipment that you use. Now, one of the things that I carry on about is Wi-Fi. And I talk about that a lot. And I talk about how I love people not to use it for interviews for stability's sake. But another thing that I encourage people to do is to wear headphones. Now, you're probably thinking, well, I don't wear headphones. It's never been an issue. But sometimes it is, and sometimes it's quite traumatic. And the reason that for that is that when somebody comes onto a show and they're talking and they're relying on their own, you know, mini external speakers, it might be coming through a laptop, they might have desktop speakers or whatever their configuration is, they're going to need to hear the host. And for them to do that, they're going to need to listen to them through speakers, so they think. But what happens when they listen to them through speakers is that when the host talks, their voice comes through the guest speakers, and sometimes and oftentimes then their voice, the host's voice, will actually feed back into the guest speakers and back to the host. So there's this doubling up effect, this echoing effect, and it's really painful. So, you know, people say, well, I don't want to look, you know, silly with all these bulky technology on. And, you know, it's one of these things where if it matters, okay, that's fine. There's options for this. And for me, I use the ones that clip over your ear sort of style, and they sit inside the sort of ear canal, should I say. And they just, you can't really see them. They're black and they sort of, you know, just meld in with the screen, the background, all the rest of it. Where other people, they don't care less. It doesn't really matter to them. They're not focused on how they look. They're focused more on the content that they are delivering, and that makes a great deal of sense for me. I personally want to look my best, and if you want to look your best, then by all means, just get either some, you know, iPhone earbuds or, again, I will stress, make sure that they are wired into your Mac or your PC. Please do not use Wi-Fi for the same reasons. You get delay. You can have all different types of problems. Number one golden rule with anything to do with podcasting, especially if it's something you're using for your business or it's important to you, is wired connection, wired Ethernet connection to the internet, wired headphone connections, and wired microphone connection into your Mac or PC. So they're the golden rules for it. But if you're wondering, well, where did I find my equipment? Well, Amazon's an amazing place, and it's not very hard to find what you're looking for. And honestly, I went through three or four different headsets before I was comfortable with the ones that I'd actually found, that they were loud enough for me. I could, you know, they hid nicely when I wore them. The quality of the sound was acceptable. So you might find that you buy two or three different sets, or you may have some already in your top drawer that you had from your iPhone 4. I don't know. They're going to work either way, as long as they've got a 3.5 millimeter jack into your Mac or your PC. You should be golden. You should be good to go. But if you like to share the technology that you're using or any technological issues that you face with podcasting, and there are quite a lot more than what it would seem on the surface of it, then come join us in the Podcasting Central group. Would love to, absolutely love to see you there. The group is slowly but surely growing. The numbers are building, and every morning I look forward. It's like a little bit of a rush for me, looking forward to seeing who's joined the group, because it's very exciting to introduce myself, say hello, give them a thumbs up for joining and just hear what they've got to say, look at their posts and that sort of thing. This is a place where you have the opportunity every week to promote your business, book or venture as well. So as well as connect with other hosts or guests, depending on which side of the equation that you're on. So come on over Facebook and type in Podcasting Central. Again, there's no barriers to entry. And as always, I would love your support to help us build our subscriber numbers on our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is at youtube.com/myfuturebusiness, or if it's easier for you, just type in My Future Business in the YouTube search bar and then like and subscribe and hit the notification bell if you want to be updated when new DMs come out, new Daily Me's, or the latest My Future Business show interviews go live. But with all that being said, absolutely love doing the Daily Me shows for you. Hope you're getting some value out of it. And up until tomorrow, speak to you then.